Historically, and throughout most of the world, girls' education has always taken a backseat to boys. This state of things has mostly changed in many countries, with girls being able to pursue a full primary education and continue on to secondary and tertiary education. This isn't the state of things in the entire world, however, with cases in Japan where women's education was sabotaged, with medical schools changing women applicant scores in an effort to keep them out. The situation is even worse in many other countries, with more than 130 million girls out of school. Why are girls out of school? The causes are many, varying from child labour, conflict, early marriage, and gender bias to simple cost. This despite proof that when girls and women enjoy education and personal freedom, everyone benefits. Girls' education strengthens economies, helps create stable communities, and makes for healthier and more educated families. One woman trying to change things and improve the situation is Malala Yousafzai, a Pakistani activist for female education and the youngest Nobel Prize laureate. Her rise to fame started when she was targeted by the Taliban, a fundamentalist religious group that had banned girls from attending school in her village and other areas under its control. Surviving being shot in the head by an assassin, she went on to advocate for the education of girls and women worldwide. Together with her father, a teacher, she founded the Malala Fund, through which she works tirelessly to even the playing field and create a world where every girl can learn and lead.